Okay. This is the world famous Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tainios. The beginning of Hilchos Tainios about what is a fast day all about. I'll read it in Hebrew. As I'm reading in Hebrew, you can follow along in English. In the bottom, the beginning. The beginning is the bottom of the first page is the beginning, and then it continues on the next page. Here. Okay. Hilchos. And this is what a fast day is about. And this is the simple thing to think about on Aseret B'Teves. Here we go. Mitzvah Semin HaTorah Lizok B'Lariah B'Chatzotzros Al Kol Tzara Shetavol Al Tzibor. If bad things happen, you cry out to Hashem. Shenemar Al Atzara Tzera Eschem B'Ariosem B'Chatzotzros. So whenever something bad happens, you're supposed to turn to Hashem. When Tzaras happened to Am Yisrael, you're supposed to turn to Hashem and cry out and daven. Okay? Continue. Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. The other side, Halacha Beis. Guys, Halacha Beis. I'm reading in Hebrew. You guys have the Hebrew or the English. The Dover Zeh Mitarchei Atshuva. Shebizman Shetavo Tzara V'Yizaku Aleo V'Yariyu Yeju Hakol Shebiklal Ma'aseim Harayim Hura Lehen Kakasuv Abonoseichem Hitu. This is part of tshuva. A fast day is a day of tshuva. We believe if bad things happen to Am Yisrael, why is it happening? Because we have averus, and therefore we have to do tshuva. So how does it work? So on a fast day, you have special tefillos. On a fast day, you change your normal routine. The normal routine is you daven, Dvar Torah, singing a little in the davening, halacha shir, quick breakfast, getting here exactly 9:29 and a half, and we start exactly at 9:30. That's the normal routine. Then suddenly, you don't eat. I'm not eating today. Oh, but when you don't eat, your routine is changed, your davening is changed, you think about things. When you're in a routine, what happens when you're in a routine? You don't think about your life, and you're supposed to. We don't so often. When you change your routine, you have a fast day, you focus on tshuva. So when bad things happen, you're supposed to think about the fact that it comes from Hashem. Got it? So, we're in avelus over the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. And each one of the fast days represents something else about the avelus of the Churban HaBayis. And we believe, Chazal say, that any generation that the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt, then what? It's like we did it ourselves. The same avelus are still around. So if we have Aseret B'Teves, if we have Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, that means we something enough of tshuva to fix things up. You got it? So tomorrow of tshuva, and the famous pasuk by Yonah, that when Ninveh did tshuva, it doesn't say Hashem saw their fast days. What does it say? Vayar Hashem es. What does the pasuk say? Ma'aseihem. He saw their actions. The purpose. Correct. The purpose of the fasting is to wake you up a little. Hey, make a change. So a fast day is a time to think about doing tshuva. That's what the Rambam says. Got it? And now the Rambam goes further. Halacha Gimel is very famous. Let's read it in English. If on the other hand, if you don't cry out in prayer, Rambam would say it's the way of the world. It happens to them. Their trouble is a matter of pure chance, mikra. If you don't do tshuva when bad things happen, what are you saying? All right, bad things happen. I can't control it. Sometimes, you know, there's a business cycle. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. So sometimes God does good things, sometimes God does bad things. If you don't do tshuva, what are you saying? Yeah, things happen. If you say it's mikra, look at the Rambam. This is a famous line. Harezu derech achzarius. That's cruelty. V'garemes lehem lehidabik masem harayim. The Rambam says that they've chosen a cruel path, and which will cause the evil deeds to continue. Now what does this mean? Why is it cruelty? So this is a deep idea. I just heard a shiur. If you want to go, Rav Meir Tversky Shlita doesn't put so many things online, but whatever he puts up online, you've got to listen to. He just put up a shiur on assimilation. Spoke about, what do we know about? The one in YU. What do we always say? Achrei pulot nimshachim halavavot. That's the chinuch says that in the mitzvah by Korban Pesach. Meaning what? That if you act a certain way, you'll end up thinking a certain way, both for good and for bad. But it goes in both ways, because there's another sefer achinuch that talks about things start from your thoughts and lead to your actions. Your actions affect your thoughts, and your thoughts affect your actions. And you have to work on both. All right. He explained this as follows. If we don't do tshuva, what are we saying? It's happening by chance. And then what? Then we're not going to do tshuva. Then what's going to happen? It'll keep on happening. That's cruelty. If you have a chance to say, if you have a chance to help someone and you don't, that's cruel. Someone's sitting there and you have a chance to help me. So if we believe as we're supposed to believe, that it's happening because of averus, then we have a chance. We start doing a fix up a little, do a little tikkun. And if you don't do that, it happened. It's a business cycle. That's cruelty. You're not helping them when you can. That's the famous word in the Rambam. It's achzarius. So to not do tshuva, because we don't really believe that it's coming from Hashem because of averus, that is derech. That is derech achzarius. You got it? Okay. Then in the fifth parak, this I didn't Xerox here, pass this out. In the fifth parak of Tainis, the Rambam talks specifically about what? The fast days that we have, about the Korban Habayis. And again, guys, it's always good to hear the Pashat chat about things. Like what, why here? Parak A. The Rambam says there are certain days that the Jewish people always fast because of the service that happened to our forefathers. What's the look of the halacha aleph? Perikei halacha aleph. Kedei le'orer har levavos livtoach darchei atshuva. To open our hearts to do tshuva. These are the fast days. This is Hilchos Tainios Perikei halacha aleph. V'yiz ezichon umaseinu haroyim. Umaisa avaseinu shahoye kemaseinu ato. It reminds us of our evil deeds that are like our forefathers' evil deeds. Again, you understand? Because what do we believe? If the base time just hasn't been rebuilt, it's partially because of our avarice as well. We're going to do tshuva. The Rambam says explicitly again, the fast days are days of tshuva. And the avarice that they were doing, we're still doing now. And then he lists the different fast days. What happened on each one? Right, Asar B'Teves is when the siege. Asir B'Teves, Shebo Samach Melch Bavel Nebuchadnezzar, Harash Al Yerushalayim Beviel B'Matzo Over Matzo. So that's Asar B'Teves. So guys, on a fast day, what a person is supposed to do, we know we're always supposed to do a little Cheshbon Nefesh every day. But a fast day, like instead of your half hour for breakfast, you guys do 12 minutes. Instead of your 12 minutes for breakfast to get here 9:29 and a half every day. So those 12 minutes, otaka. Some of you, it's more than 12 minutes. You have more time for cheshbon nefesh. So those of you that spend more than 12 and a half minutes at breakfast, you have more time for cheshbon nefesh tomorrow. Anyway, a fast day, instead of eating breakfast, instead of, you change your routine, what do? You sit down and do tshuva. That's the Rambam. That's what a fast day is about. It's doing tshuva and making a change and thinking about our lives. Again, that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainios, Perek Alf Lach Alf Beis and Gimel, and the Rambam, Perek He Lach Alf and Beis. That's the Pashup Shot of all the fast days. You got it? Fast days are a day of tshuva. And again, don't forget, like you said, the Gemara in Tainis. What does Yonah say about Ninveh? Vayar Hashem Es et ma'aseihem, the actions. The fasting is supposed to prompt you to think about things, make a change. So guys, that's what a fast day is about. And Hashem and Chazal understood. Hashem understands. We need it. We need these reminders. We go through life, we get into a routine. The fast day is supposed to break your routine. When you're in a routine, if your routine is, you know, learning, you know, 45 baht a day or whatever, okay. But even then, there's always what to work on. But it breaks your routine. I'm not eating today. Oh, I'm thinking about things. I say extra tefillos in the morning. I say slichos, etc. And that's the pashuk shot of a fast day. And Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, Rav Shai Shlita will give us a brief explanation of the pashuk shot of what was happening on Asara Potatoes. You got it? But again, we have to do tshuva, and that's what. And if you don't, what's the famous word? What's the famous word in the Rambam? What's the famous word in the Rambam in Perek Aleph? Achzarius. It's cruel. Why is it cruel? Because if you have a chance to make a change, if I have a chance to help you, I don't. That's cruel. I see you. You broke your leg. You're lying on the floor, and I walk by. So if I believe, as I'm supposed to believe, that Hashem's doing all these. And I ignore it. Oh yeah, it happens. I can't control it. That's achzarius. You got it, guys? All right. That's the famous Rambam on Hilchos Tainis. I gave the pshat in the Rambam about what achzarius means, and I said Rav Tversky had spoken about this, and that's what he said. So that's not really accurate. I was giving the pashup shot that people translate achzarius as cruelty. However, Rav Tversky went deeper. He said, we find in the Rambam that he uses the word achzari in areas where clearly it's not cruelty against somebody else. For example, the Rambam says that if somebody does not keep minhagi avelus, then that's being an achzari. Now, you're not hurting the other person. There's no other person to hurt. Rav Tversky explained that achzarius, the cruelty, is an effect. It does happen. But it's not. It's the symptom. But it's not the root of the problem. Achzarius means being callous, being indifferent, not noticing, not focusing on the fact that it comes from Hashem. That's the achzarius. And a person like that will end up being cruel also. But a person who goes through life and sorrows happen, and he doesn't notice, he doesn't focus on the fact that this is a message from Hashem, and Hashem's doing this, that's achzarius. And that will lead to the cruelty of not trying to help others. But it's the root, it's the indifference, it's the apathy, the not taking note. That is maybe what the Rambam means. And that's something a person has to work on. To recognize the ruchnius behind whatever goes on in the world. To recognize and to think about and to focus on the fact that it comes from Hashem. And it's a direct message from Hashem himself. I just wanted to add that on to more precise, be more precise regarding what Rav Tversky said about achzarius. That shiur he gave, like all his other shiurs, are very worthwhile to listen to on the YU Torah. Okay, we'll stop.